about 1979 or 80, I
don't remember exactly. The elders in the church in Anaheim realized that all of the middle-aged brothers were more or less dead, dormant, and barren. Of course, this was not hard to realize. It's just a situation. And so the brothers formed a meeting called the Middle-Aged Brothers Meeting with the idea of trying to revive the middle-aged brothers. That's a big task in the church in Anaheim back then. And so we would meet, and the elders would give some messages, and we would cover some verses. And this went on for week after week, month after month, with virtually no change. And at one point, the brothers just asked, "Brother Lee, would you come to this meeting and speak something? This is what we're trying to do. We're having this middle-aged brothers meeting," and I suppose they said it's not producing much of a result. So they called in Brother Lee, I guess. And so we kind of went through our meeting, and finally John Ingalls said to Brother Lee, "Brother Lee, would you like to share something?" And Brother Lee dropped what I considered at that time an H-bomb. I could hardly believe what he said. I was shocked. He said, "You know, brothers, I'm not an elder here. And the brothers here didn't consult me and don't consult me how to care for the church here. And they just invited me to come and speak at this meeting. But," this is a quote, I'll never forget these words as long as I live. He said, "If I were an elder here in the church in Anaheim, I would carry out my eldership about 90% differently than the brothers here are carrying it out. 90% differently. And I'm doing the math. That means the brothers are doing about 10% right and 90% wrong." I mean, like, whoa. I mean, it was shocking. You could hear a pin drop. Well, that was the shocking part. But the wonderful part was he then went on and shared what the other 90% that he would have done. And that was the first time I heard what Raul has shared here, what Don referred to, about how they carried on the church life there in Chifu. And he went into considerable sweet little details. Much of this was shared years later in the elders' training, which are in the books. But this is where he talked about going house to house and visiting people, contacting people, sharing meals with people. He said, in some cases, the saints were so poor, they couldn't afford a meal. They just could not afford enough food to have a meal. She says, "So I hired a cook, and we had a meal at the hall for those saints." All kinds of sweet, sweet, intimate details of fellowship that Brother Lee carried out there in Chifu to build up and care for the church. My, that really changed in my being what we're doing. But, you know, that was just back in 79. Then years later, more and more came out.